Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Laporte Report is provided by DSL Extreme at dslextreme.com. Hi, this is Leo, and this is the Laporte Report for Saturday, October 14th, 2006. This is my regular weekly appearance with John Donaby on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto. We talk about the week's news. Enjoy.
There you are.
Thank you very much. You've fixed it. You're a genius.
Oprah and Sonny Bono announce a... What?
Sonny Bono's back, baby.
Okay, we're all set to go, ladies and gentlemen, with Leo Laporte.
Yes.
In 3, 2.5, 1. Yes, it's that time once again, everyone. Gather around. It is time for Leo Laporte.
Yeah, that's me.
From Petaluma, California.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you and a happy weekend.
And yes, a very happy weekend to you. We had such a great Thanksgiving last week. We had a big bird, and it was all
We don't get ours for another month. That's just not right.
Well, we get it's so close off to Christmas, too, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, traditionally in the States, Thanksgiving is the beginning of the Christmas shopping season.
Right.
What is your official beginning?
Well, probably any time.
I noticed that stuff's already in the stores and
The
decorations are already up, and that kind of happens in the States.
They basically
too.
Up here skip Halloween, go straight to...
Right. But it's nice to have that kind of, ours is the fourth Thursday of the
yes,
month.
Yes, so the last month, yeah.
It's kind of nice to have that as like the starting flag, because then you can say, no, don't start till then.
I won't say I'm surprised here. But YouTube, which I've been looking at a lot because they have some of the greatest old rock videos I've ever seen.
It's such a great site.
It has been purchased by Google, which is probably what they were hoping for one day.
You know, if you could be a fly on the wall at their nightly prayers before they go to Betty Bye, I'm sure that's the first thing that Steve Chen and his partner were saying, please let somebody buy us, please.
And Leo, tell everyone how much.
$1.65 billion.
Now, billion, ladies and gentlemen. Billion.
Billion. Three times what Rupert Murdoch paid for MySpace.
Wow.
And here's the liability that Google bought. They bought $20 million a year in bandwidth bills because it's very expensive to serve all that video. Google has lots of bandwidth, so probably it won't be as expensive for them. But they also bought lawsuits galore. The interesting thing is just before the sale happened, YouTube announced, we've made deals with some of the big record labels so that they won't sue us and that we will pay them every time one of their videos gets played. So that might be the thing, the key that made the deal okay for Google. They would have been buying into a bunch of lawsuits. Google has its own video site, and it's not been very successful. And so,
So these copyright issues, they could change the site?
Well, quite a bit, because as part of this deal, I suspect, YouTube has implemented a new technology that allows copyright holders to effectively find their stuff and push a button that says, take it off right now.
Aha.
And that's how they avoid lawsuits.
Okay.
But that also means that, the reason you and I and everybody else goes to YouTube is because we have a pretty fair certainty that we'll find whatever we're looking for there.
Yeah.
If that changes, that's the end of YouTube.
Now, moving along here, because I get a little confused on this new Windows Vista. Apparently, the new Windows Vista licenses are going to restrict what you can do with the new Windows.
And this is something we're just finding out.
Yeah,
in the
what's
last
this all about, Leo?
Vista is the next version of Windows. Will be out next year, early next year. It's it's now in the final stages of testing. Everybody who's interested has been playing with it. Here's what we're finding out, though, that's kind of disheartening, is that if you buy, there are seven different versions. If you don't buy the top of the line version, you won't be able to copy the install disk to your hard drive. You won't be allowed to use more than five printers. You won't be allowed to use it in a virtual setting, which a lot of people want to do for safety. There's a lot of restrictions on what you can do with it. And the biggest one is you can only install it on one. Say you just get a new machine and you want to move it to the new machine. You can do that, but you can only do it once. You can't do it again. You can't sell it more than once. So it's very limited in what you could do with this thing. And I have a feeling as people start to realize these limits, I think they're going to be unhappy. I think they feel like, hey, I bought something here. And Microsoft's attitude is, you didn't buy it. You're renting it.
Yeah, I've heard this now for over 2 years, that this would be almost like a rental as opposed to buying. And I've got to think the hackers already are starting to wipe their hands together,
Well, yeah. Of course, that's the first thing that happens when stuff like when you start getting really stringent in your copy protections. You're right. Immediately, the first thing hackers do is try to crack them, and they're very good at cracking them. It doesn't slow down hackers. It slows down normal, safe, honest users.
And we just have to get out of here. I want to get in that Oprah, who's got her finger in everything,
yes,
and Bono, who is in everything. Now, I've announced a red iPod for a good cause.
Yeah, Bono has a Project Red program
to benefit AIDS.
For AIDS research, and there's a red razor, and now there's a red iPod, too, both of which benefit the Project Red.
I wonder what Oprah has on her iPod.
I would love to know. She bought 10 of them.
Yeah, well, hey, what's that for her? You know.
Nothing.
Leo Laporte can be visualized in front of your face Monday through
every day.
6 o'clock, I know, 9 o'clock later on. Of course, luckily he's on one of those digital channels that I can still get.
And watch, because my new Callie Lewis, my new co-host for the month anyway, is Callie Lewis, who is a beautiful geek from Texas.
I just wanted to mention, Leo, that when I say yours is one of the channels we can get, people make fun of Toronto being so far north. You know, Buffalo got almost 24 inches of snow.
What?
Yeah, we can't get one Buffalo station on HDTV.
Well, I know it's raining today and it's chilly, but
it's horrible on Thursday and Friday.
But you didn't get any snow, and that's good. Yeah, well, I'll be up in a few weeks. I'm getting my snowsuit ready.
All right, Leo Laporte, ladies and gentlemen, on G4 Tech TV. You check him out. And Leo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny.
This is News Talk 1010, CFRB.
2 feet?
Yeah. I mean, it was crippling.
I saw it was really cold yesterday in Toronto, even.
Well, yeah. And last night, as we were watching Shark and all these other things on high def, they just, we got to get John Wright in here. So I'm out of here.
Okay, John.
I will talk to you soon, my friend.
See you next week.
Thanks, Leo.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.